Okay, we are going to host a candidate forum that will be open to the public on Monday, April 23rd, starting at 6 p.m. at the Hilton in the Oakwood Ballroom. And it's an open concept, meaning that we have invited the Republican candidates for the primaries for the Texas State Senate and the Texas House of Representatives District 12 and 14. And basically what that means is rather than a debate back and forth argument style format, we will actually pose the questions through a moderator, which by coincidence is Scott DeLucia, who is one of the Brian Broadcasting folks. And we like it that way because it's a little more controlled and we're able to get through many more questions as well. Questions can be posed by email in advance. They can email me at dina@bcschamber.org, or they can attend the event and submit those questions in writing the night of the event. We request that all the questions be somewhat business-related. I know that's pretty broad, but we try to keep them relevant to the Chamber of Commerce. And we just hope everybody will come out or listen live on WTAW and get a better understanding of who it is that's running for office so that they can make a better educated vote.
Okay, great. Well, that was awesome. I don't think I have anything else to ask you. And it is free to attend the forum, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Yes. And is there anything? I'm just looking at the email right now, and it says no political signs will be allowed in the facility.
Right. We try to keep it, like I said, just as simple as possible so that there's not any interruptions or any type of disputes during the forum. Just try to keep it calm and even and as simple as possible.
Okay. So it'll just be a good chance for everyone to come out and listen to those who are candidates.
Right. And, you know, the thing about this one is that other than the district the District 12 race with John Rainey and Hal Hawkins, we don't know any of these candidates. They are all new people that will possibly represent us, so it's a great opportunity to get to know these people prior to voting on May 29th.